This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As it is, most of the time, it's Wednesday, so that means that this is going to be the weaponized woman with Key to Bussy. Good evening, young lady, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. What is up, Bill? Long time no see.
Or talk, anyway. Wait a minute. Can you see me where you're at? Okay.
Well,
anyway.
Not that you know of.
Okay. And I'm not going to introduce your guest because I only know her last name, and I don't know if she's from Los Angeles or Louisiana. So if you would, please.
This is Alexis Asagi. So, Alexis, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, that sort of thing.
Sure. Hey, thanks for having me. My name's Alexis. I'm from Los Angeles, California. And I am a competitive shooter. I've been doing it for about between three and four years. I'm also an early childhood educator. And, yeah, I am from L.A.
Good stuff. So, Alexis...
Not really, but...
Alexis shoots PCC. So, what can you tell us about that? I know you kind of tell us a little bit about how you got into shooting, because I know you kind of did it all on your own.
Yes. As a preschool teacher, I have some of the a chunk of time off in the summers during vacation. And one summer I was just, at home and I was watching, I think it was the movie Fury. And I was thinking, I was like, gosh, like, I've always wanted to learn how to shoot a gun, and I should totally do that. I was just really into watching the movie, and I was, like, thinking to myself, I grew up in a house where, my dad had guns for protection, and but he never took us out shooting or anything like that. And I've always been interested and always thought that it was a good skill to have, so... I literally that while I was watching the movie, I put it on hold. I went onto Google and I looked up like shooting classes near me, and I found a training company, and I signed up for the match for a lesson that's coming Saturday. So I didn't know anyone who was into shooting. It was I'd rather not say.
Fair enough. I get that.
Fair enough. Yeah, one of those things. But, they were the first ones to pop up on the list, and I didn't know any better because I don't know anybody who shoots or anyone in the industry, and I was going to that class by myself. So I went, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It was more of like a defensive pistol-style training. And I just fell in love, and I continued shooting all through the summer, and I found another instructor who introduced me to IDPA, and, he told me about these competitions and that, there weren't that many women doing it, but that he thought I should give it a try, and you know, after a couple months of just practicing and learning how to, you know, draw safely from a holster and all that jazz, I decided to go to my first match. And it was an all-classifier match, and I went by myself.
Well, I think so, that really speaks a lot to women who, you know, it's really intimidating to take that first step and just pick up a gun and go and shoot. And a lot of women just don't even know where to start. They think, well, shooting, that sounds cool. That sounds like fun, but what do? How do I get started? Who do I talk to? Like, how does this work? But you sort of sorted through all of that on your own and then did it all by yourself and went to your first competition by yourself. So how did that feel?
I was extremely nervous, really nervous. I remember that drive to the range that morning and just thinking, like, you know,
Why am I here?
Yeah,
you're like, do I belong here?
Exactly. Wondering how people were going to treat me, how I would be received by the other men, you know, at the competition. And I'm not going to lie, I was really nervous, but not to the point where I wouldn't do it. You know?
Yeah.
I was nervous, but I was like, but I knew that this is something I really liked doing, and I really wanted to at least make marksman at my first classifier, which I did, and, you know,
awesome.
I was happy about it. So, you know, at first it was a little, you know, I had pretty shaky hands at the beginning, and then, you know, but after you start pulling the trigger, you're like, okay, I know what I'm doing. This is fun, and I belong here.
So, what did you do leading up to that? So, you know, going into that match, you had to have your first gun. You had to have some sort of equipment. What did you do to prepare for that?
So, to prepare, I, you know, talked to some people some regulars at the range where I was practicing at, and, you know, they recommended certain brands. Some worked for me, some didn't. I ended up, going with, Bladetech. My rig was primarily, Bladetech. And my first gun that I bought and that I shot at that first match was a Glock 19.
And that's fair.
And, you know, I think that's a really good gun.
It's like a good starting
kind
point.
Of gun.
Yeah.
Totally, totally. So I think I was pretty set. And, I looked online and I watched a lot of, IDPA videos, a lot of classifier videos. I looked up the classifiers and then I dry fired and I practiced the different, cause it's not like in USPSA where there are so many classifiers. You never know what you're going to get with the IDPA ones. It's pretty standard. So, I was able to look them up and, you know, dry fire and practice at home. So at least it wouldn't be completely foreign to me when I got there.
So it's not too often I have a guest on the show who is as new to shooting as you are. So can you talk us through the experience of going to buy your first gun? And you live in California.
I tell you what.
Well, yeah.
Alexis, can you answer that question when we get back from the break? We're coming up on the break.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm sorry. But listen, Alexis, like, Kita travels everywhere with an ensemble, and she won't let anybody, you can't make eye contact with her, and you must refer to her as Mademoiselle.
Yeah.
She was taught how to use a whip in Australia, and she will use it on you if you transgress.
I also wear high heels, which high heels is quite deadly.
Yes,
she does.
But if you can catch her off guard, like you can like scare her and the heels will sink into the ground and then you can run away.
She wears a pretty pointy stiletto.
That's Phil's defense. But first you have to buy me a bourbon.
A bourbon.
And then that might work.
It might work. Tell everybody where to find your website, Kita.
180firearmstraining.com.
This is the Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey, her guest. Alexis, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Keita, what is Alexis's last name, please? Because I felt...
Asagi.
Is that correct? Am I right?
It's Israeli.
Okay, well, I just want to pronounce it correctly.
Asagi with an F.
With an F?
Yeah, A-F-A-G-H-I.
Gotcha. Asagi. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Perfect. You're welcome.
I felt like I was on Romper Room there. And her guest, Alexis. Okay. I'm gonna sit back there, Keita. You take it from here, please.
All right. So, Alexis, tell me about the first time you ever bought a gun. What was your mental process? Who did you include in that decision? And how did you come to the decision that you did?
Being in California, California has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the United States. So it was tricky trying to figure out exactly what kind of gun or what model I could get because there's so many limitations. Handguns sold by dealers in California must be California legal by being listed on the state's roster of handguns certified for sale. So what that means is to get on this roster, it requires handgun manufacturers to pay a fee and submit specific models for safety testing. And we don't have, like, a lot to choose from in that respect. But in the time that I had been training before I shot my first match, I had, tried several guns, borrowed guns from other people, and the Glock 19 was just perfect for me, at least to start with. I think it's a really good entry-level type of gun.
So you shot it before you bought it?
Yes, I did shoot it before I bought it. So I knew what it was like. And when I went to the store, though, to buy it, the salesman was trying to convince me that because I'm a woman, I should get a smaller gun. Because I have a woman, I have smaller hands, and that a smaller gun would be better for me. And, I can't stand when I hear that because, I've shot subcompact guns, and I don't think they help women at all because they're so much more of a kick, right?
Right. They're terrible to shoot.
Terrible. But that's what they were trying to get me to buy, and I kept telling them, no, I know that I want the 19. This is what I want. This is what works for me. And, begrudgingly, they sold it to me, thinking that I didn't know
what I was
talking about.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
So I've talked about this before on the show. I like a big gun. I like having a lot to hang on to. I like a lot of surface area. I feel like I have more control over the gun if there's more surface area to hang on to. So I don't feel like your hand size or your body size has a lot to do with it. As long as you can reach the controls, you can reach the trigger, even if you can't reach the trigger, like you can send that to a gunsmith and have it shortened.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it drives me crazy when I hear that, and I still hear that.
Yes.
All the time. Even after I paid for the gun and walked out of the store, I overheard another salesman talking to a woman and telling her the exact same thing. And I just tapped her on the shoulder
said,
no. It's like, you don't want anything smaller than a Glock 19, especially for your first gun.
Right. No, if you're going to protect yourself, you need to be able to shoot it accurately and have control over that gun. And the shorter it is, the snappier it's going to be, and the harder it's going to be for you to control.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's just like a common issue, I think, that women have when they go and buy guns. And, there's this perception that a smaller gun for our smaller hands is going to make it easier, and it's actually quite the opposite.
So you live in California. We have a lot of mutual shooting friends who also live in California. And a lot of these friends, I won't mention their names, tell me how hard it is to get a concealed carry license there. So they tell me that they carry anyway because it's better to be arrested than to be dead.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I completely agree with that. I've said pretty much the same thing. I would rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, you know, when it comes down to it. And, you know, I live in Los Angeles County, and California is a May issue state, and pretty much Los Angeles in San Francisco.
And it can be very dangerous living there.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they're big cities. There's, you know, it's not like we're in the suburbs. There's tons of crime. There's, you know, a lot going on. It's definitely a place where, and for myself, I'm a single woman, that, you know, I need that for protection. But it's legally, it's like pretty much impossible. The sheriff of LA County has the say of who gets one and who doesn't. And pretty much, it's impossible. If, you know, maybe if you,
what
would
is
be,
it,
you had
what
a stalker. I think what it, I mean, from what I've heard is you pretty much have to have a stalker threatening your life that you can prove is after you, and they will temporarily issue you a concealed carry weapons permit. And then as soon as that perpetrator is arrested, they take it right back.
Wow.
Yeah. I've heard of that happening.
Really, no right to concealed carry there.
None. And yeah, it's just really unfortunate, and it's scary. And you know, unlike most other states, California has no provision in its state constitution that explicitly guarantees an individual right to keep and bear arms. So it's really unfortunate, and it's really hard. You know, you know, when I work 9 to 5 and I get home and I need to walk my dogs, it's dark outside, and, you know, I don't want to go by myself without, you know, having any protection, you know, but.
Yeah, I've stayed at your house. I saw the area you live in.
Yeah.
Like, your apartment complex is.
Let's continue this. I'm doing the break again there, Keita. You know, the break Nazi thing that I am.
Break Nazi.
Yeah. Break Nazi. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Alexis Ahagi. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You can count Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, as two of the 70 million Americans that have early voted already. The former vice president and his wife early voting in Delaware on Wednesday. Meanwhile, President Trump campaigning in Bullhead City, Arizona.
The vote for me is a vote for massive middle-class tax cuts, regulation cuts, fair trade, strong borders, and American energy independence. It's what's going on. It's a vote to support our police, support our military, defend our Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump with one more stop in Arizona, the Phoenix suburb of Goodyear. and you're listening to USA Radio News. The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China. Hurricane Zeta is gaining strength. The National Weather Service says a Category 1 storm's maximum sustained winds have increased to 90 miles an hour as it barrels towards the Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying the storm won't be bringing much rain, but will be bringing wind.
That's damage to homes, businesses, but also to infrastructure and including our electrical system.
The Democrat governor saying the storm is expected to hit New Orleans later today. USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. The original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking with the weaponized woman Keita Bussey, her guest Alexis Afagi from the People's Republic of California. I know all about the lists and everything that you've got to go by in California to buy a gun, so
yeah.
Do you want me to find a realtor? I live in South Carolina. You don't have to go through any of that nonsense here.
I might pick you up on that. That's pretty
okay.
Tempting.
Yeah. So, anyway, have at it there, Keita. I am standing by.
So, Alexis, you and I have a mutual friend. I will not mention any names because this is a sensitive topic. We have this mutual friend who was involved in a shooting, and he killed someone. His gun was taken away, and someone gave him a gun to replace that one. So with that new gun, he was in California, sort of afraid for his life, and got arrested. And that gun was taken away because he was carrying and didn't have a permanent. He was just driving through. He was not from California. But after having been in this shooting where he actually had to kill someone, I understand why he would want to have a gun on his person and sort of disregard the California laws.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. What do you think about that? And I will try to get him as a guest on the show. I think that would be a very interesting topic.
I concur.
Yeah.
He is actually a very well-known person, and anyone in America knows the name of this person. I just can't say who it is, but I will say he is within the U.S. sports and a friend of both of ours, and I think he will probably come on the show. I will ask him now that I've thought of it. But that would be very interesting to hear him talk about this shooting and actually having to kill someone to protect his life and that of his girlfriend, who I'm very good friends with, and then having to drive through California where he felt that he needed to have a gun on his person and wasn't legally allowed to. But after having gone through what he went through, I understand why he did.
Have you introduced me to him?
And was arrested because of it.
Keita, have you introduced me to him?
No.
Okay. I'm back. Just standing by.
It's a very large name that pretty much anyone would recognize if I said it out loud, which I can't without his permission. But I think with his permission, he would come on the show. So we'll set that up.
Yeah,
but anyway, what do you think about that, Alexis, being from California?
It's just really unfortunate. I understand he was just involved in an incident where, he had to use his firearm to protect his girlfriend and himself. And so, when you go through something like that,
you get a little PTSD.
Yeah, of course. And that's totally understandable. And, if I was in that situation, I feel like afterwards I would feel like that I would need to carry no matter where I went.
Yeah.
Because that just tells you, that can happen anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
Right?
They had just gone to In-N-Out Burger. With COVID, you can't dine inside. So they're sitting on the hood of their car just eating their In-N-Out burgers and were approached by these shady people and had to protect their lives while they're eating their In-N-Out burgers in the parking lot because they couldn't eat inside.
Right. So even pre-pandemic, this is something that can just happen in an instant and change your life in an instant. So, I definitely understand where he's coming from and his decision to carry, even when he was in California. California does not recognize concealed carry permits issued by other states. So, it's a tricky situation. It's hard. You don't want to break the law. You want to be able to keep your license.
You don't want to break the law.
Right.
But you want to stay alive.
Exactly. So it's a really messed up situation. It's either way you're taking a risk. But I mean, what you could either risk, losing your life or, risk, getting yelled at by the government or whatnot.
Right.
So everyone has to choose for themselves.
So another mutual friend of ours from California, I know that he carries concealed carries every day in California because, he's scared for his life. Oh my goodness, my dog is bringing my toilet paper. She just went in the bathroom and grabbed the toilet paper and just started running around the house.
If you need to do this, Alexis and I can talk while you take care of that. We're coming up on the next break anyway.
All right, do your thing, Bill.
While I was listening to you describe everything, I failed to pay attention to what kind of gun it is that you got that you had to go through, jump through all the hoops.
The first gun that I purchased was a Gen 3 Glock 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, that's the one that everybody's, small
it's
enough to hide, big enough to fight with, and that kind of thing.
Exactly. I think it's just the perfect gun for self-defense. I love that gun. And it's fun to shoot, you know, at a match too, you know, so depends what kind of match you're shooting, you know, but, I think it's a great gun. And, that's what I recommend to everyone I know who is just starting to get into, either competitive shooting or caring for self-defense.
Now, when you say you got a Gen 3, is that because Gens 4 and 5 are not available based upon the California DOJ list?
Correct. They are not on the California roster, so you could only get one through a private party transfer. However, at the time when I bought it, the Gen 4 and 5 weren't even out then.
Right.
So,
Have you ever shot a Glock?
Yeah.
The Glock G45, Model 45, which is...
Yes.
You have?
Mm.
Do you like it?
Yes. I love it.
Finally, with the Gen 5s, I started carrying Glocks in 1990. And I've always been in a love-hate relationship with them. And finally,
yeah,
with the Gen 5s, we get past that point where they've finally done some decent things. And with the... G45, it's got the full-size grip, the Glock 19-size slide, and everything else. Alexis, do you have a website to give out or anything?
Instagram.
No. Oh, I am on Instagram. You can find me on the gram.
You're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. Yes. And, my Instagram name is black_axe9.
We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
Have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest Alexis Afagi, and they've been talking shooting, talking shooting, which, you know, that's what weaponized women should do. So Keita, have at it. I will be standing by. Did you solve your dog toilet paper issue there?
Yes, all okay. Over the house. But anyway, So I just shot Nationals, so I thought I should probably say something about that. I flew to Florida. It was actually quite impressive. They have this range in Okeechobee, Florida. The last time I shot a match there, I had to stay an hour and a half away. I had to pay $150 a night for a hotel. There's just nothing there. It's in the middle of the state, away from everything. But this time, I got a castle 15 minutes from the range and split it with a bunch of people. And it was very cool. We actually went up onto a parapet in the castle, up onto the roof, and noticed there was another room above one of the rooms that we didn't know was there. So then we're all, like, frantically searching for keys, found a way to unlock it, broke into the room. It was kind of disappointing once we got in, but it was really fun, like an escape room, finding that room and getting into it and then realizing we can get onto the roof, which is sort of like this huge area to walk around on from that room. It was very fun. So staying in the castle was quite an event. But Nationals itself, I finished top five ladies in the country, which I was pretty happy with. It was a very points-heavy competition, so I was very focused on consistency and hitting the points over speed, and finished pretty well. Alexis, I know you were watching my progress. What did you think?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I thought you did. Amazing. I was watching
your videos and checking the scores over those few days, and I just thought you did amazing. I mean, like, you just seemed really, really focused. You were getting all your hits. You didn't have any penalties in that match, correct?
I did have 3 misses, but those misses were made up for in time. So it was sort of a calculated risk where I know if I take this miss, I'll make up for it in this other place on this stage. So I knew I was getting a miss and knew I could make up for it in other ways.
Right. Yeah. And that totally works. And it really worked out for you. I mean, top 5 ladies in the country, that's freaking amazing. And I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it was a very challenging competition, even for the top guys, because it was very points heavy. The targets were very far. They had a lot of penalty targets covering the actual targets. So we even had a bobber behind a piece of steel with a little tiny circle cut out of it. But then behind the bobber, they had another piece of steel. So if you hit the steel in front of the target, you don't know the difference by the sound if you hit that or if you actually hit the target, because they have more steel behind the target. So that was a really interesting challenge. I thought that was really, really good. Shannon Smith sets up that batch. He thinks about those little details like that. Very good.
Go ahead.
Well, I thought the flow of the match was very good. We didn't end up waiting on squads, and we ended up with the poopy end of the weather, so I got stuck in a thunderstorm for day 2. So there are 2 groups. Group 1, we got stuck in a thunderstorm on day 2. Group 2 had perfect weather the entire time. So it was kind of like we had to shoot targets with bags on them. We were shooting in a downpour, trying to hang on to your gun was like holding on to a stick of butter. And then to compete against that other squad who had beautiful weather the entire time, it was almost like an unfair advantage. But, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
It wasn't their fault.
Right.
The draw.
It does seem unfair when, like, there are those weather challenges that only, like, half the shooters at the match get, and then the other shooters get, you know, the perfect weather. But I guess it balances out over time, you know.
Yeah, there will be other matches where I get good weather and they get bad weather, you know.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I felt like going into that day where I knew we were going to be shooting in thunderstorms all day, I was kind of like, well, you know, I shoot in the rain all the time. It's really not that big of a deal. And to me, it just didn't faze me, but I could see other people in my squad freaking out and panicking and how am I going to hold on to my gun? And I could see the difference between my mentality and theirs, where I was just very focused and prepared and this is just what we do. Versus them, they were like, well, nobody else has to shoot in this. This is garbage. This is BS. Why do we have to do this? It was just a completely different mindset for me.
Yeah, no, you definitely went in there with the perfect attitude. And, you know, you decided for yourself, like, what you wanted to focus on, and you wanted to focus on points, and you totally made that happen. And that was amazing to see.
So actually, my 13-year-old daughter, Pixie, is the one who did that for me. We were in Pennsylvania practicing, and she saw me in my practice group with a bunch of other people. And she said, you know, Mom, your times are way faster than everyone else in the group. If you just focus a little more on your points, I think you would do a lot better. I was like, you know what? She's right. So then I went to the Iowa State match and shot there and focused on what she said, because she was right. And I knew she was right.
Yeah.
So I focused on, like, don't worry about the time. Just get my hits. and I got two medals. I got one for a high lady overall, and I got one for a high lady in production.
Awesome.
So after that, I was like, this is the mindset that I need going into nationals. I mean, this is a points-heavy match. It's not about speed. This is about points. So I need to listen to Pixie and do what she said. And I did, and I heard her little 13-year-old voice in my head the entire time, like, Mom, don't worry about your time. Just get your hit. And that's what I did, and I got top five ladies in the U.S. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Outstanding.
And Alexis actually trained Pixie, and she is an outstanding instructor for children. So if you have any children, especially in the L.A. area, that you want to be trained on shooting, send them to Alexis. How can they contact you?
They can reach me. I think the best way would be by email, and that is Alexis, AlexisJoon, as in Nancy, at gmail.com. And
so Alexis June.
Alexis June, at gmail.com. And, yeah, thank you for the shout-out. I loved working with Pixie and with one of Kita's neighbors. They have a young son who was really into shooting, and I just love working with kids. But to shoot guns and work with, you know, train them with firearms is, like, my two favorite things in life, working with kids and shooting guns.
We've run out of time, ladies. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, Kita. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll be in touch.
As usual.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.